JW4, DJW.
JCA.
Hey, Richard, I was standing outside their garage over at Steve's house, and my phone was in the car, and I only had my watch, and it doesn't do so good when the phone is in an all-metal container, and the watch is on the outside of that container.
Hey, listen, I'm glad I got out there early today. It gave me the same message, so guess what Richard did? I went in and I totally threw away an uninstalled Charter security suite completely.
They try to make a lot of, they have to make a lot of assumptions to cover themselves, and most of the time those assumptions are wrong. So, yeah, I think you did the right thing.
Windows Defender back on. Turned it back on and it works fine.
I sent you another email early this morning, really early this morning, with all the latest source code in it. Did you get that email, Gmail?
I downloaded it, put it in that directory.
And you were able to compile that too?
Got it yet. I just saved it.
Okay, well, that'll have almost the latest of everything. There is one other thing that I've added this afternoon that's not in there, and that is that little space below the transmit button and to the right of the Freenet check-in list is now an Echolink box. And so if anybody logs in on Echolink, it gets populated with who's logged in. And when they log out, their call sign goes away. So that'll be the next refresh after this one.
Now this is top-notch, running top-notch here.
Yeah, I'll have to make it so that you can, double-click it and it'll log it, but right now it just shows that somebody's on there, so it just gets your attention and lets you, take a break and let some Echolink stations in.
Okay. Well, that's cool.
Same thing when I get this working just right is I'll just zip up the source again. It's a whole lot smaller than the whole project. The project's huge. It's half a gigabyte. But the source is like 300 kilobytes. So I'll just zip up the source again and drop that back out there and let you know. And, yeah, you can pull the source over and recompile it.
Yeah, that's definitely a lot better there. So, yep, as a matter of fact, I'm just getting ready now to go back and replay the log for last night. And then I'm going to try to copy again tonight, but I'm going to be ready for tomorrow, I believe.
When you compile, it has two configuration management settings. One is debug and one is release. So there's a little drop down up there on the bar, not at the very top, but a couple of bars down from the top. And if it's set to debug, if you see the word debug, switch it to release. If you see the word release in that drop down, then you're good. You're going to see one of those two words or the other. If it's debug, change it to release. If it's release, you're fine.
Debug it while I'm trying to run it.
Well, it runs the same. It just runs a little slower under debug than it does under release. And they're both, C++, so it runs extremely fast. You probably, a human can't detect the difference, but if they had a lot of work to do, you would be able to.
Well, you saw my picture I sent you about the distances, correct?
Yeah, those should all be correct now. And for anybody that doesn't have a grid square locator, once you get them in the logbook, if you right-click on them, it'll go out to QRZ and get their grid square locator, so that it'll work for everybody.
I got that working last night, and I'm trying to go through QRZ right now to pull any email addresses that I have that might be on QRZ. I'm praying they're up to date.
If you ever want to know anybody's email address, you just pull up your logbook and they're in there. If they put them in QRZ, if they're current in QRZ, that's the thing. People don't usually, when they change, they don't really think about it that much. Or when they get, if they're not somebody that uses a computer a lot, they don't think about going out there and adding it. But if they have, you got it.
We're on a great start. I'm really liking this.
All right. I'll let you go. Just want to check and see if you got that source. I'm mobile on the way back home now, so just want to see if you got that source. If you have any questions, let me know. Or if you have any enhancements requests, let me know that too. W4DJW. I'll catch you later.
All right, Dave. Thank you very much. K3JCA.